Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Steve, some tips on your vasectomy and for the gentleman who called in earlier. Okay. Was it Brian?
Thanks.
I forget. From someone who has done it. Number one, shave your balls before you go.
Okay, not a problem.
I mean, isn't that a service they provide?
Probably, yeah, like I'm paying for it. I want the whole deal.
I mean, yeah, man. Probably, but also, you know, I mean, it probably depends on who you get doing the shaving.
I know, it's like your haircut when you go to get a haircut and you know that you've got your hairdresser who massages your head perfectly, mm-hmm. but then they've hired some junior assistant that's doing the mm-hmm. head washing now, and it's not the same. Like, you might get somebody who treats those balls like they're magic, you know, gives you a good scrub and wash and trim. Mm-hmm. And then you might have somebody in there that just treats them like a couple of sandbags.
Yeah, who knows? They might just pull the hairs out.
Yeah.
One at a time.
Yeah, I mean, you just don't know.
I've been there for 9 hours.
You don't know what you're going to get.
Begging for your help.
Also, I mean, you could have a situation like I had when I got my hernia surgery and as my boys are hanging out, everything's like totally exposed, and there was a nurse in there that goes, "Hey, I love the show."
I swear, if that happens,
I laughed. I went, "Well, that's great."
Yeah, that's
cool.
Very similar to my in vitro fertilization experience, uh-huh. where I had to use the room to provide my portion of the DNA.
Oh yeah.
And then I handed a hot cup of me to someone, and she said, "I know who you are. I heard you say you were coming in here."
Oh, yeah. And you did.
Oh, that warm and tingly feeling is my number three in your hands right now.
Yeah. Wow.
They didn't actually take it from, they just put it on the counter, and, you know, it's like a soft exchange. Like you're paying off a drug dealer in the park. You just put it there, and then later someone else picks it up.
Take this quick. All right,
Steve,
nobody's looking.
Number two, first shot feels like a bee sting in your sack.
Okay,
bee sting. Probably numb for the incision.
That's not. I mean, yeah, bee stings. Nobody loves them, but
even
not a,
so, I
not
mean,
a huge deal.
I'll bet in most cases though they give you some sort of a topical first, kind of like getting when you have to get Novocaine. Now.
Okay,
a lot of times they'll kind of pre-numb.
That's nice.
Okay, this one
it probably feels pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Number three, a 3-inch long needle into each ball to numb those feels like being squeezed in a vise.
Okay.
I wonder if it's going to be that same, the sting and then burn from, because a lot of times what numbs it is a really, you have a terrible burning sensation mm-hmm. first, and then it's numb. And that is going to, like, grab something, hold on to something.
Sure.
Number four.
So far, none of this is too crazy. I've expected, I understand that it's not going to be, they snap their fingers and it's all done and I'm not going to feel anything.
No, they snap something else.
Yeah.
Number four, the incision, then the they burn it out. And you see smoke and smell, and then you're almost done.
Okay.
And then number five, they take a handsaw and start cutting violently at your wrist.
Oh, no. Who would have thought that they're all connected?
What if, like, they're down there and you see the smoke rise, and then as soon as the doctor says, "Well, we're just about done, Mr. McKiernan," and then he stands up and he has his eyes turned inside out, and he's got his wrist tendons flexed.
Oh, no, I went to Dr. Wrist.
I do have a challenge, I think, for your wife, Annette, Steve, because I think this would be fun.
Is it a bouncing challenge?
I think because when my old coworker's husband got a vasectomy, anytime he was aroused for like the next 10 days, it was really painful. So I think Annette should go out of her way to really turn you on at home every chance she gets and just record the wincing that happens.
Yep.
So you can do a nice montage for social media of Steve in pain.
Annette, you're going to have to wear that nice teddy that I bought you.
Did she buy a teddy?
Yeah.
Is it 1975?
From the JCPenney catalog. Oh, that's a hell of a teddy.
Oh,
the negligee.
Yeah, that was my first exposure to any types of those feelings was the back of the Sears catalog and the teddy section.
Yep, the best place to get sexy underwear is where you get wrenches with a lifetime warranty.
Yeah,
put on that training or that feeding bra and those granny panties, baby. Mm-hmm. We're making baby number three today.
No.
Now, Steve, the actual number five was... Later, your balls will swell to the size of a softball, so have frozen peas on hand for aftercare.
Okay.
I mean, anything frozen would work, but they suggest peas.
Peas, yeah.
Well, they're malleable.
Yeah, it's like a
beanbag. Way, yeah, exactly. It kind of conforms.
Are you going to get one of those butt pads to sit on for the rest of the day?
A butt pad?
Yeah, like when women have babies and they tear from hole to hole, they give them the stitch, and then they give them the butt pads to sit on so they're not sitting straight on it.
You like a hemorrhoid donut.
Or like an airplane pillow works, kind
of. Okay, I have one of them. Yeah. I have a couple of them, actually. I'll be good. Mm-hmm. I'm good. I'm so prepared for this.
Yeah, you sound so confident.
So prepared.
Steve, this text from Birmingham.
Yeah.
My doctor recommended to me that I shave my balls dry beforehand.
What?
So
there's no
that's
chance
a good
that
idea.
That is accurate.
That's what the text says.
Yeah. You could burn them off with bleach, the hair. Just dip your balls in bleach and it burns it right off.
Right.
Just singe them off next to the gas grill.
Uh-huh. Yeah, these are all great ideas.
And then just flake it off. No big deal.
This text.
Hair smell, but whatever. It's smooth.
Steve, you do not want them to do the shaving. They do not care how the hair gets off. They don't care.
Okay.
Yeah,
again,
I would
not a problem.
Yeah,
I will be completely clean shaven.
A lot of people, there are a number of people that say they got anesthesia. They say quick shot in the arm, went to La La Land, woke up sterile. It was great. That is how I would do it. Because otherwise, I would just pass out in the middle anyway, and it makes everybody uncomfortable.
How long does this process take?
I can't imagine it takes very long.
I think it's really fast, right? Let's ask Erica. Erica is in Minnesota. Erica, you're
a ball snipper?
I'm not the one that actually does the ball snapping, but I'm in there when they do get snipped.
Okay.
Okay. Right. So how accurate is all of our information that we've given Steve? 100% accurate?
I wouldn't say 100%.
Okay.
I think there may be a little bit of exaggeration for some of these men calling in.
Okay.
But as far as like a 3-inch needle goes, don't worry. It's not 3 inches. It's maybe an inch and a half needle, and it's tiny.
That might be what it said, and I may have lied.
Probably a very fine gauge needle.
You know.
It actually said a 1-inch needle. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not that bad. Typically, when I'm in the room, we do it under anesthesia when I'm in the OR, because a lot of guys don't want to be awake for that, understandably.
Yep.
But it's actually a very quick procedure. The total time it takes to do it is maybe 7 minutes, 10 minutes at most. Okay.
And is like 4 minutes of that getting a TikTok of it where you're next to the open satchel?
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course.
Can I bring in, can I bring my iPad and watch a show or something?
Yeah, you could do whatever if you need to distract yourself.
You should watch.
You don't care.
You should watch vasectomies on YouTube. <You're
right. laughs> I'll tell you what, you guys
watch Dr. Pimple Popper.
Well, you guys set up a camera down in between my legs and live stream it, and I'll watch it on the iPad.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
you go.
That's what I would do.
Would it be bad if someone slipped Steve a Viagra right before he went for the surgery?
Yeah. I mean, I pop those things like
it wouldn't really make a difference, would it?
You know, it depends on who's doing it, but they might be like, you know what? We're going to have you come back.
Yeah. Steve would be like, jackpot.
Have you ever seen a testicle that looks like a famous person?
you know,
like sometimes how people
like
see Jesus in a corn chip.
Oh, my God. I'm going to examine my boyfriend's balls more than I ever have today, and I'm going to look for faces. Erica's going to be in
the
operating room, and the doctor's going to be like, what the hell is she doing over there? Like,
I think I see Bill Murray.
I'm looking for Jesus.
Babe, you look like Ted Cruz down here.
I believe that.
They actually kind of do. All balls look a little like Ted Cruz.
It does kind of look like a ball.
Erica, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, guys.
Appreciate
Have a good one.
Actually, yeah, and then when you get a little older, your balls will look like Joe Biden. Wrinkly, eyes closed, and a little bit of gray hair.
Right. There. So what Freebeard,
there, both sides.
Yeah, what Freebeard did there is we made fun of one side, so then he made fun of the other side, so you can't be mad.
So all you butt-hurtedness.
I had already started writing a bad text.
You guys are really showing your ass when you talk politics.
Yes, it's really political to say someone looks like balls.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.